Love.
Love Line is meant for an adult audience. For an adult audience. Love Line may contain sexually oriented content. Sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Listener discretion is advised. This is Love Line. With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician. Dishes, bish, boo, boo, boo. Get it on.
You like this weather, don't you?
Woo!
You're in such a mood.
I do, except for my house is leaking like a sieve.
Oh, no.
I mean, I actually, it becomes comical when water comes through light fixtures.
Oh.
You know, but in the kitchen, had the light fixture dripping.
Is it because there's a new roof?
This wasn't under a roof, this part. It could use some help, but I mean, you know, it's 80 years old. It's leaking. I'm running around. And I
hate that.
Yeah, I hate it too. So that's good times. And then other than that, I'm digging the weather. But it does, I'll tell you, home ownership, a good thing, but when the weather gets really funky and gets creepy and gets weird, and the wind starts blowing hard and it really just starts storming, you start thinking about trees falling over, and they start thinking, well, stuff's leaking and stuff's backing up and whatever.
It freaks out a bit.
Yeah, it's the one time you want to be in an apartment.
Yeah.
You know, you're in an apartment, you got like three roofs over you.
Yeah.
Sure, you can smell the cigarette smoke come from the unit next to you, and the guy's banging the bejesus out of hooker and smacking her forehead up against the paper thin wall.
But it's good times.
But you do have that let it rain.
Yeah.
Bring it on. Yeah. Whatever you got. Meteor. Bring a meteor into the building. I don't care. And we have a house. It's weird. And then you start getting weird with this stuff. What's going on? We got to shut the sprinklers. Well, I don't want to see the sprinklers are on.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just kind of that kind of crap. Where's the mail? The mail's getting soaked.
And then something electronic goes awry. We had our satellite go out. We're like, oh my God.
Yeah, I did too.
We're possessed. It's like, what's going on here?
Yeah, I had satellite
lost go out communication
too.
With the external world. What should we do?
Yeah, start panicking.
Yeah.
Got to get one of those generators.
Yeah.
You hook that generator up.
I want to get one anyway.
You get that whole thing hooked up, then the power goes down. You become like the Omega Man.
That's good.
And everyone comes to your place.
I was thinking about that for anti-terrorist strategy.
Smart. Yeah. You'll never do it.
I know.
All right. What are we going to do? You ready to take some calls?
Yeah, let's go. No calls. Not tonight.
What?
No.
What do you mean?
You're not the
boss of me. I'm going to the phones.
No, no.
You control me? I'm going to go to the phones. Lydia?
Yes.
Yeah. Want to try for another call?
Yes. No. Wait. Hey. How's that work?
I think that's yes. No, we're sticking with Lydia.
Rabbit
season. And we're going to solve her problem. You're 19. What's up?
I am. I've been dating the same guy for going on about 8 months now. And I guess it was about 5.5 months ago. It was very early on in our relationship. We found out that I was pregnant.
Nashville.
Yeah. All right.
Definitely a Vanderbilt graduate. Definitely.
And I don't go to community college.
All right.
Anyway, so we decided.
You know what's sad? Not going to community college, basically going to no college, gives you a leg up from an academic standpoint from those who go to community college.
Right.
That's how bad community college is.
Right.
You show me a guy. I would sooner hire a guy who just left high school and wandered around for a few years trying to find himself rather than someone who went to community college. You understand?
I do understand.
Is there any sadder editorial on community college?
That's
all you need to know.
Right there.
No school better than this. Wow. That's bad. Lydia?
Yes.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. So we found out that I was pregnant and we ended up deciding that I would have an abortion. It was more so his decision than mine.
All right.
But I went with it and had all that done. And now it's like 5.5 months later, and we don't have sex at all, and that's by his choice.
By his choice.
Is it freaked out because of the abortion or sort of paying you back?
Well, no, because he wanted me to have it. So
I think he's just kind of done.
He says that he's scared.
No.
And that he's, like, traumatized. And he says he does not have sexual thoughts, period. He doesn't masturbate, anything.
Well, we couldn't hang.
How old is he?
He's 23.
Ooh, that's right in Drew's sexual prime. Yes, sorry, nice. Drew.
All right. My wife fed me chili tonight, by the way.
Oh.
And she urged me gleefully.
Fed you chili. What are you, baby bird?
I didn't want
to.
She
goes, spit in your mouth?
You could work over Adam tonight with this.
Okay, that's it. The love affair between the two of us is over. Me and your wife, that is. The bloom is off the rose.
Well,
she's getting it next
time. She knew it was coming either way.
Lydia?
Uh-huh.
How long have you been with the guy?
About 8 months now.
8 months?
Uh-huh.
Well,
and 6 months ago was the abortion?
About 5 and a half, actually.
Whatever reason he's given you, it all adds up to him just not being in this relationship.
Yeah.
Whether he's traumatized or whether he's not feeling so, whatever it is, this isn't working. This is not working.
And this is sort of like missing work after only being there for a week and a half.
Yeah.
Look, if a guy's been there a couple of years and been solid and steady, you can give him a couple
days.
He wants a few days off his second week. Maybe it's time to send him down the road.
Yeah.
This is a new relationship, and this guy's pulling out.
Yeah, no.
That's it. Move forward.
Yeah.
And by the way, you'll always have this sort of abortion thing between you.
Well, even if he's honestly, it is the case that the abortion has traumatized him so much that he can't have a sexual thought, which is, by the way, BS. But
right. Let's
say it were the case.
Yeah.
That's not going to get better.
Right.
This relationship is not strong enough to withstand that.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of abortion, it's great watching TV now because all the kooky ad campaigns for all the propositions are coming up. For me, it's basically, I just watch TV. I know nothing about politics. It seems like there's like 16 propositions and 18 of them are about Indian gaming.
Yes.
It's just Indian gaming. Right. And it's always like Chief Wampum Feathers up there. And he's like, for years, our people have said. And then some other guy comes up and talks about, do you want one of those trams running down your street filled with tourists? That's what it's going to be. It's going to be theme park size casinos on top of your house.
In every neighborhood.
And there's now so much BS surrounding everything. I have no idea what's going on anymore. There's a great one where the woman's upstairs and she's crying and she's huddling in the corner with her kid and she's like, I need an officer to come to a house. Someone has broken in. And they're like, sorry, because of Prop 711, none of them are coming.
Yeah.
You're going to be stabbed to death with that.
Yeah, they're trying to scare the public into
I have no idea what the proposition is.
We don't know
any of them. It's all Indian gaming. That's all I can tell. They want to build casinos. They want to tax casinos. I have no effing idea what's going on. And I defy you to find me a person who does.
No, I know.
I don't know why the abortion thing, but Barbara Boxer was up there just talking about, I don't know even what she
stem
is.
Cell.
She's
stem
crazy
cell.
Lesbian who lives in Sacramento. She's there talking about they have all those women's groups and abortion. I always love when that abortion thing gets brought out onto the gets carted out, gets dusted off and carted out every few years. It's like you let these people in office. You let the Republicans in office? Hey, Barbara Boxer. Hey, Bush, Republican, been there for 4 years.
Yeah.
Really? Coat hangers, back alley abortions, and who? What? Who buys this crap anymore? Like, this stuff's going to happen. We're going to get a Democrat in there. We're going to get a Republican in there. And, all of a sudden, abortions. Abortions for people who don't need abortions.
Men will start being having abortions.
I'm going to stuff a unborn fetus up your urethra, and then we're going to back alley. By the way, do you have to go to the alley? Couldn't go to the guy's house? And then out comes the coat hanger.
His house in the back alley.
Oh, I see. And not the wooden kind of coat hanger. That'd be confusing. And not the one with the little buckle that holds the slacks.
No.
None
of those shoulder padded.
The frilly padded ones.
No.
Although that's an expensive back alley abortion when you get the one with the pads on it. And not the one that's made out of the hickory or whatever the hell keeps the moths away.
Yeah, yeah.
Not the cedar one.
Right,
no, this is the one that comes from the bad fluff and fold.
Yeah.
And we tear the paper off it.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Ooh. Yeah.
To do the procedure.
And then I perform the abortion with the coat hanger.
They always say make sure they open a package before they put anything in you.
Yeah. Wait till we get a Republican in office. Then another Republican. Well, here's the point. Everyone's getting an abortion. You know what we're going to do? We're going to actually put a kid inside the unborn fetus that we're boarding with the coat hanger.
Ooh.
It's going to be an abortion on abortion.
That's a strategy.
It's
going
to be like those wooden Russian dolls.
Yeah.
We're just going to keep cramming kids up, people. And then we're going to the back alley, everybody. And that's where we have the abortion. And by the way, you don't need to put back in front of alley. Just say alley.
You know, it's interesting.
Enough.
It's bizarre.
We assume it's behind the house.
But it's bizarre that they'd be using all that imagery now in a day when abortions are induced with a pill.
Yeah.
You don't need the procedure anymore.
No, you get
no procedures anymore.
No,
it's
you get the coat hanger. No,
pill.
That's the point. We get a Republican in there. They go illegal. We take the pill away. Back alley.
Pill already is illegal. And they'll go down to Mexico and get the pill.
And anal abortion. We no longer go in through the vagina. We take a coat hanger. Not a coat hanger. A shoe tree.
Yes.
We now perform them with shoe trees. We do them anally. And man, female, pregnant or not, in the back alley. And not even the back alley. Behind the back alley.
Well,
we're going deeper into the alley.
Naturally enough, it's behind the back alley.
That's right.
Naturally enough.
Anal, shoe tree, male, non-pregnant male abortions behind the back alley, everybody. Is that what you want? Do you want that?
Yeah.
Okay. How about a casino?
In my backyard.
Would you, in your backyard, in your living room?
Yeah.
My
living room.
How would you like to walk out into your kitchen in the morning with your bathrobe on, looking for a cup of coffee, and have rows of nickel slot machines? And people from Iowa sitting there in bad shorts and sandals playing them with the flip-down things on their glasses.
Oh,
is that what you want? Is that what you want?
Well,
okay, then you must be against Prop 71. Yes?
Yes, yes.
All right. What about violent home takeover type things where you're raped and then kill the children? You
horrible,
for that?
Horrible. I'm for that. No.
Well, then you're against Prop 68.
Okay, all right. Now all right. I understand. Thank you.
And you got to vote for Barbara Boxer. Otherwise, we get the shoe tree back alley anal male abortion.
Oh, thankfully, you've enlightened me. I wouldn't have known who to vote for, how to cast my vote.
No, you just don't know. You just never know.
Yeah.
You listen to me, Drew. That's how you figure it out. You get a Republican in office, we go right back to the coat hanger days.
Sure. Oh.
Yeah.
Iowans in my living room.
Yeah. That's right. Nickel slots. Rob?
Hello.
I mean, quarters and dollars.
No, no. Your place would just be nickels.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Just all night. Ching, 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 ching. Your kids, slave. Your daughter forced their cocktail. She's going to bring, like, watered-down drinks out to everybody. Your son would be, like, a change maker. Maybe the other one. Maybe. After a few years, he works his way up to pit boss. Maybe.
Oh. The utopia. I mean.
Rob, no, it's bad.
Bad.
Yeah. Indian gaming. What's going on? What's going on with gambling? When are we going to
take a stand? Decide.
One or the other.
Where are we going with
it? Pie-gow's good. Blackjack's bad. Lotto's good. Dog racing bad. Horse racing good. Betting on football bad. What's going on?
Here's what I'm learning from this election. Betting good if profits from betting pay taxes.
Right.
That's it.
Right. Yeah. Okay. All right. And what's going on with the Indians? They got a lot of money now? Are they fine? Have they solved all their problems?
Well, they got many, many years of debt to dig out of our soul.
They do.
Of course.
Yeah, they owe us, right?
No, we owe them.
Oh, we owe them.
We owe them.
Oh, okay.
Billions.
Oh, we owe them.
Trillions.
Okay. All right. So, but what do they do with the money? They just build more casinos?
That's the one that's going to be in my living room.
Oh, okay. All right. Rob?
Hello.
You're 24?
Yes.
What's up?
Well, I've been listening to you guys since I was about 16, 17 years old.
Ooh. Great.
And I really love your guys' show, and you guys helped me out a lot through, you know, the years, mm-hmm. you know, with questions I had when I was younger and that, and I just want to tell you guys I appreciate that.
Thanks.
But the question I have is my fiance, we've been together now for about 9 months, and we found out about a month ago that she's pregnant, and we got along really good the whole time we were together. We spent every minute of the day together. We never did anything apart. She even went to work with me.
Damn.
And now this is the only time we've been apart, and ever since she found out she was pregnant, she's been
Hold on a second. If you got one of those jobs where you can take your old lady to work with you or a pet with you, that's a bad sign. Do you know what I mean?
Generally speaking,
that just means you're watching a pile of lumber.
No, I do all right with what I do. I make pretty good money.
What do you do?
I drive a truck local.
Oh, okay. So she's
like
you don't take her to
along.
Work for her. She rides shotgun, right?
Yeah, she graduated with me. And
oh, okay. All right.
It's a little different than going to work, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
A little bit.
All right.
I mean, I know truck driving ain't a glamorous job, but the
No.
When you say going to work, the image is of going someplace to work. Rather than riding along with me.
That's different. All right, so here we go.
I got you. Well, ever since we found out about a month ago, she's due in May. And ever since she's found out, she's been just the happiest person in the world about it. But anything that I say or do will set her off in the kind of mood that I just gotta kind of stay away from.
And very wise. Very wise.
Yeah. Hormones. Yes, sir?
Yes, Adam.
When do the hormones really kick in? When are they at their worst?
It depends, and each woman sort of reacts differently. For some, it's that first trimester when they're so nauseated, uncomfortable, and then many feel euphoric and very, very even during the last trimester. Mm-hmm. Others feel awful and irritable and uncomfortable and last, constipated and miserable. Mm-hmm. So it really depends on the woman. But it's going to be all over the place. Mm-hmm. Some of it is the result of irritability and discomfort. Some of it is just pure mood instability from the hormones themselves. There's a lot of different reasons that women are contending with a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then the guys, the best move, Rob, is just take cover.
Yeah, yeah.
Just get out of there. Do not even think
don't
about
mix it
confronting
up.
It. No.
They
realize she's an incubator. She's entitled to feel bad and just support her. That's it.
Yeah.
By the way, women get really feel extremely vulnerable. Think about this. A lot of guys don't think about this.
Mm-hmm.
Your woman or your wife is pregnant. She has an extra 30 pounds she's carrying around.
Well, hold on. If we don't get Boxer in for a 50th term...
She'd be aborted.
Absolutely.
Yeah, she wouldn't have that child. But say it's presumed...
Absolutely.
Assuming the Barbara Boxer gets in.
Shop vac, a team of jackbooted thugs would come in, drag them out to the rear of the back alley, and then it's all about the 5-gallon shop vac with the coat hanger. That's right. Yeah. And again, I don't want to put too fine a point on it, but not the wood, not the cedar one, and not the one with the thing where the slacks.
Not the padded one.
No, not the two scrunch, not the two things where you open them and pinch slacks.
Oh, no, plastic one.
And not
the one with the
wood,
with the paper.
There's the wood dowel that sort of pops out and you put the slack.
No.
And not the frilly... Yeah, the silky one
with the
padding on it. That's almost kind of straight that women use for evening gowns, like for the strap ones. Not that one.
It scares me. You know,
wait, which
those,
one
it
is it?
That knows what those are for. I was wondering what those were for, but now that you've
that's
told
what
me.
I assume.
Thank
that's
you.
What they're for.
Thank you.
Not that one, but
no, the metal.
Yeah, the metal kind.
And
they take the paper off.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Well, they tear the paper off just before the procedure.
Right.
It's sort of a
right. It's symbolic.
Symbolic. Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. So
that's what's gonna happen.
So imagine that you're a woman and you're carrying around extra 30 pounds and it's right in the middle and something happens.
Well, Barbara Boxer doesn't get elected, I get the abortion.
If she gets elected and you don't have the abortion and like say a meteor hits. I mean, think how vulnerable you are, just physically vulnerable.
Yeah.
And you've got another life you're responsible for the first time in your life. And there's so many vulnerable, and you're hormonally off and you know it.
Yeah.
And men, the partner, the male partner, really has to become a protector.
Yeah.
Because they never will feel more vulnerable. Maybe with the baby they feel equivalently vulnerable. But there's a period there where women really need a partner, whether it's male or female.
Mm-hmm.
So.
All right. So listen, guys, just bite the bullet. Don't argue with them. Just do what they want and stay out of their crosshairs.
Facts.
All right, I want to speak to Christopher over here. Christopher?
Yeah.
22?
Yep, sir.
You're dating a 33-year-old virgin from India?
Yep.
Wow. I don't know if that's good or bad. It's certainly weird.
Well,
weird is generally not good.
All right. How has she remained a virgin for 33 years?
Well, Adam, no penis has entered the vagina.
Mm.
You see?
Yeah.
That qualifies her as a
virgin. Well, like I said, she's from India, and India is, India was a subcontinent of, you know, British rule. Mm-hmm. If you can imagine British mentality on
England, they never have sex before 40, ever.
Population is almost zero in India.
Boy George never had sex with anybody.
No, but hold on a second. India has, the second largest population in the world? There's not one black dude there that's cranking it out. It's not like Lucius is there just inseminating everyone who comes by. There's Indians that are humping.
Yeah.
Believe you me.
Oh, yeah.
Not like we sent a NBA forward over there just to knock everybody up.
Yeah.
There is plenty of humping going on. Yeah. Christopher?
Yes.
Yeah, it must be. It must be behind, I think it's behind China, but it...
Yes, number two. So what is this BS you're believing, Christopher, about, oh, the British rule in the 19th century has everything to do with your girlfriend's virginity now?
Well, regardless of that, it's, you know, she's a virgin. She never really dated at India.
Hold on. By the way, God bless you for abandoning
that's right, thanks.
Something you've been hanging on to for a long time.
I respect that.
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
He realizes it was ridiculous.
Right,
and just
let it go.
Yeah.
Moved on.
There you go.
Sophie's choice. Here we go.
So we were having, we were having a little fun, and it got a little serious. And so she wanted to have sex, You know, we start getting hot and heavy, and as I'm trying to get in, it's like hurting her to high heaven, and I'm just one of those people, I don't like to put people in pain.
No,
you don't.
Okay. One of the rare males that this feels that way.
Yeah, I'm
well, you need to know a little more about what's going on with this girl. I hope she's not been a victim of any kind of genital mutilation or something. There's all kinds of...
Well, if she was, we can't judge.
Cannot judge.
Impossible.
No, no judgment.
No, I know her history. No, she's actually, very liberal in her country, and she's had like a very like almost American upbringing, and it's just that she's never had sex, and it's just...
Well, what about the British colonialism that's going on over there? Wasn't she influenced heavily by that?
Well, it's, like I said, it's basically, India was part of the part of the Indian or British, rule, British Empire. Figured 200 years of, British rule on a group of people is going to rub off a little bit.
Hey, Christopher, I just came up with a great series for you. We call it Tards on Tape. You just amble on about nothing for hours on hours, and I drive my car and laugh like a hyena.
Christopher.
Seriously, Tards on Tape? You'd buy that series. Today's topic, British rule over India.
The Boer War.
They wanted salt. Tea. Yeah. Anyway, here's another theory. And you just go, economics, world history, literature, it would never end.
It'd just be really funny.
Yeah,
it'd be awesome. You'd actually have to have it be real people telling you pieces of history.
Each one would have to start with, here's why my girlfriend's a virgin. And then you just...
That would be one chapter.
You speak on Da Vinci.
Yes, right.
Yeah, that's what it is, but here's why. All right, Christopher.
Yeah.
She's out here in the United States now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When did she move here? This will be funny.
She moved here in August.
Oh, okay. And you guys live... Are you living together?
No. She's a junior... Or not a junior, but she's a graduate student here at the college. I am an undergrad.
Okay. All right.
Well, she's having... Pain with intercourse means a lot of different things. Most commonly is very high levels of anxiety and maybe vaginismus of the muscles around the vagina. And, of course, somebody that's maintained their virginity for 33 years is going to have some issues around relinquishing that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so you really need to talk to her a lot more about... This is not about British rule. You say that one more time. She was traumatized in some way growing up. Maybe somebody did something to her. She saw something happened, and she became completely aversive to sex, and so it is highly traumatizing and very anxiety provoking for her to be sexual, and you're going to have to talk this out a bit before you get involved. You're into a project here, Christopher, that is just above what the British actually took on when they took on the colony of India.
Right. All right. There you go. Tards on Tape.
They actually have to be real people telling you a piece of history.
And everyone's going to have to start off with, this is why my girlfriend's a virgin. Yeah. So, all right. I would buy that. I would subscribe to that series.
Oh, we got to start collecting it tonight.
We'll take a little break. When we come back, Nuva Ring conversation. Dad left mom 37 years. You get high from being around someone who smokes coke. Ooh, nice. Meth. It's a grab bag. We'll talk to everyone after this. Hey, everybody, Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Carrie Elway's in here tomorrow night. He is from the new movie Saw, which I did not see, but I heard was good. Yes?
Yes.
And then Jimmy Eat World is going to be in here. Yeah. That's my song. Band playing my theme song. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Moving in slow motion. Every set of eyes in the place on me. Know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Leather pants. Sack working up a funk. Looking good. All right. Where are we, Drew?
Taking line one.
Let
here
me
we go.
Let me say this. Nope. Let me say
don't
this.
Don't take this call. Do me, not take this
on,
call.
Hold on. Let me. I got to give some plugs here. First off, David Alan Greer called my home message machine and left a very entertaining and long-winded message that we will pull up and play at some point in the near future. I'd like to play a little Germany or Florida, by the
we
way, tonight.
Been a while. No, we've been so
been
busy with the accordion
it's
countdown.
So busy with Ace's Mexican accordion yeah. countdown that we forgot about what got us here.
Yes, our roots.
Our roots, which are, 7 weeks old,
well,
which is
a tradition.
Germany or Florida. And also, I would be remiss if I did not bring up my beloved Crank Yankers on tonight. Comedy Central, everybody. Crank Yankers. New season, by the way. And thank you, Michelle.
DVD out.
And a DVD out. And also, tomorrow night, another series on Comedy Central, Drawn Together, after South Park, one of Drew's favorite shows, new series launching tomorrow night. So that's where I'll be. You ready to rock here, Drew?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, and guess where I'm going to be at 5:15 this morning?
Flying somewhere?
Howard Stern.
Oh.
So brutal.
Oh.
So brutal. 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 You know, especially when you do the New York math.
Yeah, I know.
Because you do. Because I go to bed at 2 a.m. And people are always like, ooh, you got to get up at 5. Ooh,
better go to bed.
They should just suggest I go to bed halfway home. When you get the 10 to the 110, you start going to bed. Yeah, like I'm going to walk in the front door and just collapse in the entry hall.
Yeah.
No, I go to bed at 2. I drink 2.5 glasses of wine and watch some Sports Center and I go to bed. And that's it. And if I got to get up at 5, add 20 minutes to it.
Of lying there going, oh my God.
Yeah, yeah. Like this sucks. Yeah. But if you do the New York math, so you go to bed at 2 a.m. to do a morning show out here, it's equivalent to going to bed at 5 a.m.
Yeah.
To do a morning show in New York.
Yeah.
And you're on at 8 o'clock their time. But it's like you do an 8 a.m. show and go to bed at 5.
Yeah.
Ah, brutal. But cool. And I'll give that Drawn Together a little plug.
Oh, nice.
And then Kevin and Bean out here at the Mother Station.
Mm-hmm. For Drawn Together?
Yeah.
Tomorrow?
A little plugsy.
Nice.
Nothing wrong with that. Emily, it's a good show. Emily?
Hi.
Ooh. Yeah, Entertainment.
Hi, Emily.
Entertainment Weekly gave it an F.
Oh, so, that's good.
It's good. Yeah, Entertainment Weekly. The I think that was the publication that really enjoyed the New Man Show. Is the New Man Show coming back for another season, Drew?
Of course, it's been backed by Entertainment Weekly.
Oh no, it's not. What a shock! What a shocking surprise that one of the critics was wrong. I love the New Man Show so much. I wonder what happened to it. Man, wow, remember that big fat homo Schilling? What the hell's his name?
Tom Shales.
Tom Shales? Yeah, remember how much he hated the Man Show? Yeah, remember how long it went on after he hated it? Man, this guy, I guess they don't wield as much power, right? Someone at Comedy Central should have went to Entertainment Weekly and found out that they liked the New Man Show. Maybe that would have done it. Maybe they didn't know.
Yeah,
maybe there's some confusion.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll come around as soon as they find out that the pencil-pushing idiots over there at Entertainment Weekly like the New Man Show better than the Old Man Show. Shocking that it wouldn't come back. Wow. Go figure, Drew. Just go figure. I can't believe it only made it 1 year. Can you believe it? What? I thought it would be perennial dynasty. And according to those idiots at Entertainment Weekly, it was so much better. How could it have not gone at least
twice as long.
Well, do the math.
Yeah.
I'm always surprised.
Yeah, it's one of those random events.
Yeah, just no figuring. Emily?
Yes.
What's up?
Well, I'm calling because, first of all, I love you guys. You guys are awesome. I'm so glad I moved down here so I can listen to you guys. But my parents have been married for almost 33 years. They've been together for 37.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad just left my mom.
Mm-hmm.
For another woman.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's real special. Anyways, my mom, you know, of course, was beside herself and going crazy, and I went.
By the way, the only way that math works for me is if you had been carrying on with that woman for about 15 years.
Ooh, you know being with mom for 37 years,
and then leaving suddenly in his late 50s or 60s.
Yeah,
he just retired. He got a new car. He got his ear pierced.
No, he was dating her for a while before this. It's the only way that makes sense to me.
By the way, hold on a second. Old dudes with the hoop, like Ed Bradley and Harrison Ford, creepy. Mm-hmm. Just weird.
You can do that if you're gay.
Yeah. You're gay. You can do whatever you want.
Right.
You wear a zebra and no pants. It's fine. It's encouraged. Do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Listen, if you're black or you're gay, you can get away with whatever you want. Ed Bradley does kind of pull it off, although I don't approve of it. But it's because he's a journalist that kind of screws things up a little bit. Yeah. If he was just doing anything else and just an older black dude, he'd be fine. But when Harrison Ford comes out there with that hoop, it's creepy.
Yeah.
It's weird. And you're not getting any. All it can do is hurt.
Yeah.
It can't help.
Yeah.
It's impossible. It's not like anyone's going to be more attracted to you. It can only bring on ridicule. Yes?
For a comedic effect, let's just see what the guy did for a living. Line one.
All right. He was part of the cast of 60 Minutes. Emily?
Yes.
What'd your dad do for a living?
He just retired, and he was a cigarette salesman.
How does that work?
Well, he went to stores all over and sold them a specific brand of cigarettes, and he did it for 23 years.
Yeah.
He was definitely carrying on before this.
He was a traveling salesman, and just in this last week, this is all, so much stuff has come forward that he's done this before.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I guess they tried to keep it from me since I was, young and stuff, but...
Right. Okay, so now it's starting to come into focus a little bit here.
You freaked out. Fine.
Right.
All right. Hey, you're 21.
Your mom should have gotten out of here a long time ago.
At a certain point, and somewhere around 21, you realize your parents were idiots, and you try to wash your hands of them and then move forward and hopefully humiliate them.
Adam's done a marvelous job at that.
Well, they don't listen to the show, so.
But what you've said has been humiliating, though. They may not experience the humiliation, but you manage to humiliate.
I do what I can.
Yeah. So what's the question for us?
So... obviously, my mom's going crazy. I'm crying, and I'm more being the mom right now, helping her out and stuff, and it's getting to be a little much. But anyways, the woman, the new girlfriend, has called and apologized and said she was really sorry. She didn't know my dad was married. Mm-hmm. And now my mom called me tonight to tell me that she wants to share my dad. And she told
that's what she's been doing all along.
Yeah,
this is nothing new. This is imagine what her dad must have been like. My God, and
your dad.
Well, that's what she's been doing. This guy's been carrying on the road for 30 years, and she's effectively been sharing him all this time. What she's devastated about now is that he's actually leaving. When the reality is, she's never had a relationship with him in the first place.
This is just
ridiculous. You gotta get your mom a therapist. You really do. She needs to. We need to regrow her spine.
Ooh, huh?
What's
Hello?
That? The rain.
All right. Well, look. First off, she's calling from Moore Park. I don't think they have therapists there. They have taxidermists, but they don't have therapists. You could speak to a taxidermist.
Well, I said we need to build a spine.
About
maybe,
your problems. Maybe. He's just sitting there sorting glass eyes, and you're like, I got to get in touch with my inner child. He's like, yeah. All right. You want to hand me that formaldehyde? He's wearing a coonskin hat. I don't think you can't. There's no therapist in Moore Park.
There must be, but mom needs to really help here.
They run them right out.
Dad is a colossal. Here's the bigger issue, Emily. You need to really get Emily some help because you need to make sure you don't become attracted to guys like your dad.
I was thinking, by the way, when she was saying that her dad was selling cigarettes, and we're talking about all these out here in California getting hit with all these propositions to vote on in 5 or 6 days. One of the big ones I remember is a younger person, it must have been 18 or 19, was this proposition to add like 50 cents to a pack of cigarettes. Mm-hmm. And I remember the anti-commercials against the proposition, which is, here's what's going to happen. You add the 50 cents to the pack of smokes, what happens? Gang members start loading up vans, going to Nevada, buying this stuff by the case, selling it at a discount because, of course, in Nevada, it's not taxed. The extra 50%
unravels.
And then it's a guy, and then it's this guy, and it's this guy. He's it's always the same guy, by the way. He plays a criminal. It's he's a white guy, but he hasn't shaved. So he didn't. He's white. He hasn't shaved for a couple of days. He's good looking, but he's a little disheveled because he's an actor.
Yeah,
he's sort of. Sort of got a little cast in 90210 to him. He's got a little Luke Perry to him, but but not quite. And he hasn't shaved for a couple of days. And I remember him, he was standing in front of a big van. He says, you know, that van carries a lot of smokes, and that money buys a lot of these. And he lifts his sweatshirt up, and he's got a piece stuffed in his shorts. And I thought, yeah, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah,
that's how you fund the gangs. Like, you're going into the 7-Eleven, and the guy's like, hey, psst, hey, what's up? What, you going in for smokes? Yeah. What do you smoke? You look like cool man. No, I'm a Marlboro man. Come here. Come to the van. Come to the, it's parked down the street.
Yeah.
What am I going to save? You're going to save 20 cents.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's
me. Gang net's $1.50.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. No, I'm going out to the van.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it was just, I'm sure they, and by the way, the crazy, unlikely, retarded scenarios that they claim are going to happen when this prop gets passed or doesn't, people need to be held accountable.
Yes.
There should be
some legal action taken.
Remember, I saw your commercials. Remember you said what was going to happen if this thing passed? Well, it's been 2 years. Any problem with gang members that are bringing vans full of cigarettes over the Nevada border? No. All right. Now, shut your face. You now lose privileges.
By the way,
yak.
That's the same a-hole that's yapping about the secondhand smoke. Same guy.
Yeah. Here's the thing. You got to be able to back up what you're saying. Say whatever you want, but keep in mind.
It's dangerous when you use hysteria as a way of trying to shape people's
brains. Well, not only that, but you really have no idea who to vote for. Because people that are for Prop 71 seem to be against invasion robberies and single moms being raped in their bedroom in front of their children. And so do people that are against Prop 71. And so which is it? I have no idea, and I don't really know that anybody does. You know what someone ought to say? Someone ought to go, look, we're for this. Our opponents are against it. They make a couple of valid points. I got to be honest. It's not black and white. It's gray. It's about 60-40, and we're the 60. What do you say?
And by the way, I'd vote for where we need laws, ain't got them.
Right. All right. What do you mean?
There should be something holding people accountable.
Yeah.
The legal system, there should be forces in place that make people speak the truth.
Thank you, Drew. Are you lying?
Sometimes.
Okay. You ready to rock?
Yeah.
We got to take a break.
I'm lying.
We got to take a break.
I'm lying. Go ahead.
We'll be right back after this.
Hey, it's Loveline. 1-800-LOVE-191. We're having a lovely technical cluster, you know what, trying to figure out how to get David Alan Greer's message off of Adam's answering machine.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we're almost there. We'll get it next time. Yeah. We're feeling good.
And Michelle's so positive.
I know. She's great. She's a breath of sunshine. Let me tell you something. After Engineer Chris, you just take a hat rack smeared with a fecal matter and would be a step in the right direction.
Mr. Hankey?
You understand? Just you just take a Duke, you wipe it on a hat rack, and we set it there. We put a scarf around it. Be better.
Hidey-ho!
It'd be better. It'd be... be a step in the right direction.
That's all right. I'm used to it. Whatever.
Where is Chris? He can't hear
me.
He's here.
He was wandering around here earlier this evening.
He did one shift, but we traded shifts because he wants to do Jimmy Eat World.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Tara?
Yes.
24?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
Well, I started birth control about 4 months ago. And I'd like to not take the pill every day because I think I would forget or something. So I'm using the NuvaRing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, like, all the information in the pamphlets I get says that because the product is relatively new, like all the side effects and pros and cons that are listed for me, it says that my side effects and whatever are probably going to be like oral contraceptives. So I'm wondering if there's like new information out or...
Yes, the new information is that everything is turning out as it should. These things are great.
And what
are you worrying about?
I don't know.
What is she worried about?
She's fine. What's the NuvaRing do, Drew?
It just releases inside.
Up there?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
It releases hormones slowly, but I'm curious what she's worried about.
She's just, you know.
What are you worried about, Tara?
I'm not really worried about anything. I heard earlier you said that there were like all these newfound benefits associated with taking oral contraceptives.
Absolutely. Well, hormonal contraceptives, of which the NuvaRing is one.
Right.
Yeah. You get the same thing.
Absolutely. And I mean, it's possible there could be a slight difference. It's absorbed slightly differently, but it's going to be very similar, that's for sure.
Yeah. I'm sort of also kind of, I want to have the lowest amount of hormones possible. I'm a singer, and I'm afraid of, you know.
What do you sing? In a band?
No, classical music, like opera.
Opera.
Opera? What do you got? What do you do? Which one are you?
What do you got?
What are chicks? They got the altos, roles, and sopranos.
What do they have? Enjoy singing most?
I'm a mezzo. I'm not
and
a
so you
soprano.
Sing Azucena or something? Wait, yes.
What a woman.
I can.
They have mezzos?
You can sing Azucena?
You can?
I could, sure.
Ooh.
Cirillo. That's a tough one.
I don't let me think of another.
How about you sing the Taboo 2 theme song, but in opera? It'd be like...
Not right now.
All right.
Jane has a great art where she goes insane because somebody's, it's a long story.
Yeah.
Now, what are the female singing range roles things? Are they differ from the guys?
Yes.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Oh, look, I'm from North Hollywood. What are the women? What are the women? Now, what do the guys have? Bass?
Tenor, baritone, bass.
Yeah, and baritone.
Baritone.
Basically.
What do women have?
Either soprano or mezzo. There are different classifications.
Some called coloratura soprano.
Soprano or mezzo. Yeah. What's the mezzo?
It's a low.
That's a low. Oh, so you're the mezzo.
Right. And there are contraltos, but there's a blurry line there.
That's basically Italian for fat chick.
No.
Yeah, I hear mezzo, I hear fat.
No,
hear,
I'm
that's
not.
Mezzo.
No.
Mesomorph.
I think mezzo.
Mezzomorph?
I think mondo ass.
Mondo mezzo.
That's what I think about. That's me.
I understand a lot of
mezzos are all the evil chicks.
Do a little singing for us. What do you got?
No, it's like 1 a.m. here.
Yeah, you have to.
It's so hard, Drew.
Would you shut up and stop doing bad radio for 10 seconds of your life? Give us a little something, or I'm going to hang up on you.
I'm going to have to say goodnight then.
All right.
It's like a real pro.
Yeah, everyone's a performer. All these great performers should call our show and never want to open their trap.
Let me just, say something. That hormones, yes, can change your vocal cord function, but it's not necessarily estrogen. It can be the progesterone, too. And sometimes going the very low route may expose you to the progesterone that can thicken your cords, which your mezzo may be okay. But the fact is you're going to have to kind of fool around with the dose of whatever it is you're taking to find something that doesn't affect your vocal cords.
He's got it all. Yes, he does. He knows how to please in every detail. He can do more than you'd ever imagine and do it with style. He does it with me. Oh, yes, he does. It could really be done. We could make an opera out of Taboo, too.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
Way to hear David Alan Greer singing on my phone machine.
I want to hear this.
We got to get that. Alicia?
Yeah?
24?
Yes.
What's up?
Just throwing a bowling pin?
Well, I guess part of it is I feel like I'm dating a guy who's way too old for me.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, there you go.
All right.
That's the next question.
So answer that question, I guess. It's not that I feel like he is. I just, like, he doesn't look, he doesn't act. He has a kid.
Let me just reenact here. I feel like I'm dating a guy too old for me. Well, I don't feel like I am because he doesn't look old.
Right. Yeah, well, which is it? And he has a kid?
He has two kids.
And I understand, what is it you want from us to say, no. However you're feeling, ignore that. However old he is, it's
an advice show, Drew, so quiet down.
No, but she's saying she feels uncomfortable with it, and so we're not going to undermine that.
How dare you attack our callers? I attack our callers.
Well, I'm trying not to attack her. I'm trying to just sort of expose her a little bit.
Well, okay. And he has two kids.
Yeah.
Where's their mother?
One's 14, so he's pretty much closer to my age than I am his.
Yeah, you'll be having sex with him in a few short months. Don't worry.
Oh, shut up.
Believe you me. I read the book. So here's the thing. Does this guy want to get married? Do you want to get married? What direction?
Do you want to have two-step kids?
I don't.
You ready for two-step kids?
He wants to get married.
Yeah, he's definitely. I mean, he was married for 13 years and.
Uh huh.
Look, you married his high school sweetheart, had a kid when they were in high school, and
all right.
Alicia, let's add the score up.
Yeah.
You're uncomfortable. You're not the same place in your life as he is. You don't sound particularly enthusiastic about taking on two stepkids.
Yeah.
Like, oh, come on.
Especially
come on.
A 14-year-old.
What are you doing here?
I mean, you're walking in, a kid's, you know, beating off and shooting heroin at the same time. You do that, you're not my mom! You know what I mean? It's, yeah, you know, 14-year-old male, screwball daddy. Dad was raising him when he was 18. Are you kidding me? That's a pain in the ass.
That's going to be bad.
All right, get out of there.
All right,
quick break. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Carrie Elway's in here tomorrow night from the new movie Saw. Also, we got Anthony Kiedis coming in here, and Andy Dick, oh, Christ,
Dave Don Greer,
and Dag coming in here. And speaking of Dag, David Allen Greer, as you know, I know him by my main man. He called, and as you know, he has a background in musical theater. Yeah. Called and left a very theatrical message. Now, by the way, he left a message on my home phone machine, not thinking I was going to play it on the radio, by the way. He's just legitimately nuts. So now I finally was able to pluck it off there, and engineer Michelle was able to put it down on a CD. You have it there?
Yep.
All right, let's give a listen. He left this today about 1 o'clock.
Adam, crack a holy, it's day. Alan Greer.
It's good, actually.
I would love to be on your radio show sometime this week, perhaps Wednesday or Thursday. Please let me know if this works for you. I emailed Dr. Drew.
Wow.
End of message.
See, it's powerful.
Yes. Scary, too.
Can I tell you how much more entertaining that is than my mom going, first talking, pick up. I got the message center, but I still get to pick up. Yeah. Are you there? Pick up. It's impossible for me to hear you once the machine is picked up. I don't have a machine. Pick up. And then a little confusion. Okay. Your sister is coming over on Saturday about, well, she said it may be as late as 2:30.
We talk an awful lot on the show about abused and beaten children. What must it be like to be an abused and beaten older adult? Not elder abuse.
No.
So much.
It's just a slow death.
Parental abuse.
Yeah. Just out of
just
it.
Just humiliate
my,
them publicly.
My dad left a long-winded message on my machine where he had thought he was calling somebody he worked with. It wasn't even me. Thank Christ he didn't say my pain in the ass son or something like that. here's one of the, I'll tell you one of the cornerstones to being old, which is ignoring the outgoing message. Like it's like, you know, the outgoing message, like, beep, hi, this is Sharon and Sam. Leave a message at the beep. Beep. Tommy, is that you, son? Anyway, I'm getting the prostate surgery. He's like, you didn't hear the part where they had a different name? That nothing? And by the way, you don't know mine? That sound familiar to you at all? Like, it's a number you've called quite a few times? Just going to pile ahead with leaving a long-winded message to somebody else. Yeah, that's the one. I love that one. I love the one where people are confused. They're a little confused, but not enough to slow them down.
Or
which is,
alligators.
I'm calling a guy named Ernie and who lives alone, and a chick. I got an outgoing message from a chick named Michelle. I'm still piling forward. I couldn't have misdialed. I couldn't be confused. This has to be Ernie's home. It's just there's a chick named Michelle on the outgoing message. I'll just go ahead and leave the message. Really? You don't want to just hang up and call right back? Probably get the one you recognize. Yes?
I have that problem all the time. I hang up, I dial back, and then I say, I'm not sure if this is your machine or not, but if this is, and leave the message.
Yeah, but then it's weird. And then there's the people who you haven't called before who aren't on the machine, who put their wives on the machine,
yeah.
And they do that sort of ambiguous, we're not home.
Ugh.
And you're like, All right. Now, I've never called this dude before.
Right.
I don't know if he's married or not. Yeah. He said, she said, we're not home. She didn't say the guy's name. And then your message has got your number on it and call back,
yes.
And it's full of, like,
oh,
details.
Yeah.
So now it's kind of weird. You feel like, well, I'm leaving my number with somebody, and maybe they'll recognize my name or voice or something.
Yeah.
There should be some standard something.
Yeah.
Like, you have to get the initials in of the people. That, hey, it's just something tantamount to a driver's license or something.
Yeah.
Now it's like, well, you can't go, well, I don't choose to put my weight on there.
Yeah.
Or, no, there's certain, or you can't have a phone machine.
Right.
I got to have something.
We just need it.
I don't want the gag one. And by the way, the gag, hello, oh, hi. Oh, that one, that thing was, you know, the one where it pretends to pick it up. First off, that gag was around 6 years before the phone machine was invented somehow,
I know.
Just waiting to be hatched.
Yeah.
And the people that have done that after 1992 should all just be taken out and buried in a mass grave. Not shot and buried in a mass grave, buried into the mass grave. And there's just nothing worse, especially if it ever catches you. You're getting angry. First message is the irate part about you calling them a-holes about the outgoing message and then on business. So we're still on for lunch. All right. True, right?
Absolutely.
Right? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Hi, this is Adam. Please leave a message.
It's just getting down
there
to
you
business.
Go. Right there. Brass tacks.
We've never
all
sampled
business.
Anderson's answering machine.
I'm sure it's a disaster.
It is a scary thing.
Have you called it?
Oh, yeah.
You have?
Anderson?
Hmm.
You put that one out
for it us? Changes like every 2 weeks. What are you which one are you talking about?
Oh, the last couple scary ones I've heard.
Oh, really? Really? Outgoing?
Usually some crazy music.
Uh-huh. Oh, I forgot about that. People used to put some music behind
crazy
there.
Music, and then Anderson effed up.
Oh, really?
No. I always leave those when I'm not. I mean, it's rare. It's rare that
like
I
right
leave
now.
Them when I'm
when
scared.
When are you not, though? That's the question.
You'd like the one that's on there right now, Carolla.
I probably would. Well, maybe we'll give a little. If you can pot it up, I'm all ears.
Oh, she's there. There we go.
All right. Three rings?
It's going to ring 4 or 5, really.
4 or 5. All right, because we are going to play Ranchero Mexican Accordion Countdown tonight, too. Also looking for Germany or Florida.
We need Germany or Florida. Come on, guys.
All right. Here we go. Anderson's outgoing message.
It's almost there. Almost there. It's Verizon. What do you want?
All right. Oh, the cell phone.
Hello. You reached Anderson. I'm frightfully sorry, but I seem to be away from the telly right now. Please leave me some jibber-jabber, and I'll get back to you just as soon as humanly possible. Thank you, and have a marvelous day.
Well,
see, it's making fun
that's
of the
you.
People
that's
that
you,
hear.
Right? No, that's good. And you know what's nice? It's like...
Usually,
you're an engineer, and you're taking your craft and you're spreading it
Anderson,
into your personal
that
life.
That is not
that's
one of your typical
been,
messages
been around,
at all.
No, but that's the whole point, is they're never typical of me.
They are typical. You as a vampire or some weird, like, monstrous.
I've been doing crazy ones ever since I had, like, my own line when I was, like, 12 years old.
All right.
It's
yeah,
theater,
good.
Man. It's theater.
Yeah, no, that's right.
People expect something when they call. When they call you, they expect
boring.
Hi, this is Adam. Please leave a message.
All right, listen, only had it for 12 years. Like, I'm
by
thinking
the way,
about
when
changing.
Adam's answer, what you get is the message machine from Adam is
that,
full.
Oh, it's cell phone, yeah. Well, I don't want people leaving messages. All right, you ready to rock here,
yeah,
Drew?
Go. Here we go.
Ready to go?
Yeah.
Ready to rock?
No, I don't want any more calls. No more
what?
Calls. No more calls.
What? You don't think I can
no,
take calls?
Done. Finished.
You're done?
Right.
You're done?
No,
you're
I...
done? Well, guess what? Guess who isn't done taking calls
you're
in the
done.
Studio? That's right, moi. All right? And I'm going right to the phones, like it or not. You're not the boss of me, Drew.
Rabbit season.
Sonny?
Yes.
You're 27?
I am.
What's up?
Well, I was wondering if you snort crystal meth, if anything, like, comes out of the vagina and can cause sores down there?
Yeah.
Well,
big cloud.
People that do a lot of speed do
poof.
Get sores all over the place, primarily on their face and their upper extremities from picking.
Okay.
Yeah, but
it's called
okay,
picker syndrome.
Okay, it's not the drug that causes the lesion or
no.
whatever. It's just you're high on the drug.
And you start believing
you
have
fiddling
a,
with
yeah,
things.
Yeah, you start believing you have a bug in your skin or some glass or
right.
a hair, and you start picking and you pick and pick, pick, pick.
Yeah, like I thought I had an ingrown hair.
In your vagina.
Well, not inside.
But nearby.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so you pick it until you got a sore. And that's how that works.
Okay.
All right, how about you stop smoking meth?
I don't smoke it.
Stop doing meth, however you're doing it. It causes a severe disruption in your brain chemistry.
Yeah. I thought you were smoking it. Oh, you're snorting it.
I'm snorting it.
You'll start thinking about people around you, start thinking about your family, you know, worrying about them all the time. You'll be able to work. You'll have memory problems and mood disturbances.
Yeah, it is kind of breaking up anyway right now.
Here's the deal. It will not stop without treatment. I know it seems like you stopped doing speed, no problem. You will not stop that drug, or at least you'll switch to something else. If you do not participate in some form of
treatment. True. Okay. How about you slide into a blowhard motivational drug speaker?
I could tell you that it was all going to go away tomorrow, but I'd be lying to you. I could tell you some good stuff, but I would be like, do we really need that part? How about just it's not going to go away? I could sit here and blow sunshine up your ass, kids, but I'm not going to. It'd be very easy for me. Yeah. Yeah, and let me tell you something. Once you start chasing that dragon, you never stop. I give it all up. March 22nd, 1987. Yeah, starts tossing the dates around. That's why I did my first line of nose candy, all right? And once it took hold, nothing was important. I mean, kids, job, cars, nothing. I had a successful. So magically, they're always successful, but you always think to yourself, really?
You?
Yeah, fat guy with the big calves and the salt and pepper ponytail. How successful were you? I was successful. I ran my own business.
Gym operator.
I ran my own gymnasium. I was a successful businessman. I had two beautiful kids who adored me. You know, I was thinking to myself, really? Yeah, I'd like to talk to your daughters. I'm sure they were nuts about you, big fat blowhard with your stupid mustache.
You remember the guy that came to your school, Corilla?
We had a few people come to our school.
We had a guy named Rick Toma, I think, that came to ours.
Oh.
He was crazy. Does that name sound familiar?
Yeah, I think they made like a 70s detective series after him or something. Yeah, we got a couple of those guys at our school. And I could tell you everything was going to work out. Hey, I thought I could control it. I like that one, too. I had the world by the tail. At the beginning, nothing better. But eventually, I didn't care about anything. All right. Please, just tell people to stop doing drugs, would you? And I lost it all.
And shoot.
Yeah, that's scared straight. I like the blowhard guy. I like the guy. Also, like the blowhard guy, asks himself, interviews himself. Is there trouble in the Middle East? Yes, there is.
You betcha.
Does something need to be done over there? Some form of military action? Yeah, sure it does. Does that mean we need to scorch the earth over there and kill every man, woman? No, of course not.
This is the Bob Evans School of Self-Interview.
Yeah, I'm just going to interview
him. Did I give him hell?
You bet I did. Am I blowhard? Damn right. Damn right. People think I'm an a-hole? Yes,
absolutely.
Of course you do.
Bet you're a sweet ass.
Yeah, any guy who interviews himself is a bad guy. I don't like that guy. And by the way, it's no fair interviewing yourself. You only ask yourself questions you know the answer to. No one ever interviews himself and goes like, what's the square root of 128? I don't know. I need a scratch pad. You know, you never ask yourself crazy questions you can't answer. Go ahead. Speak in Hungarian. Geez, I don't know that one either. I just ask himself stupid questions. And by the way, date guys, that's the blowhard date guy.
Yeah.
They talk about April 14th, 1989. My wife left me. You know, they just keep talking. I lost my arm. All right, that's when I wrapped my car around. Okay. All right. Yeah. You got all the dates.
Yeah.
When's the date you stop yapping? When's that date? I'm going to circle it on my calendar. When's the date you shut up? All right. We get it. You had a problem with drugs. Now you're over it. Now shut up and go somewhere, would you? Big calves, and the all-terrain boots.
Big forearms, big calves,
and the all-terrain boots. You know what I mean? Mm. They're not hiking boots.
Oh, yeah.
They're not hiking boots.
The Merrells kind of thing.
Yeah, they give you a little extra lift because he's a short guy.
Yeah.
It's not a hiking boot, but it's not a tennis shoe either.
It's a quasi-orange.
Ponytail.
Yeah, ponytail.
Always explaining I was real hip with the ladies. Oh, the ladies, too, and I've had them all. I travel the world. Really? Yeah, I'm sizing you up. Yeah, really? I don't know. Were you in a band? No. Okay, then you weren't getting late. All right, here we go. I had all kinds of... Oh, by the way, how's your utope? Hey, you know, I hung out with rock stars and royalty. We had it all. We were jet set. It becomes like they're just bragging again, right? How good was your crappy life when you're... And by the way, why don't you just stick with the drugs then if everything was going so great? Is this Lauren?
Yep.
Lorraine.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, whatever. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's what I like. That's what I like. What's up, baby doll?
Well, see, like, I have a crush on my 25-year-old science teacher, and, like, I don't know. I just don't... I just need some reassurance of my mental health here, because...
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You're fine.
Are you obsessing about him? Are you...
Sorta, yeah.
Losing sleep and writing his name on your shoes and all that stuff?
Well, not my shoes, but...
I could tell you to have a sexual encounter with him, but I'd be lying to you.
Your PC folders,
Yeah, like in notebooks and things.
Yeah. Well, you're a kind of obsessional person.
Is it healthy to have a crush on an older teacher? Sure. Is it something that most school girls go through? Of course.
I have one? You bet. You're sweet ass.
You bet you have. It was a male, only 69. That's right. Pulled Benoit balls out of him in a slide rule.
November 13th.
November 13th, 22. Yeah. All right. Hey, Lauren.
Yeah.
Lauren. How do you spell your name?
Huh?
How do you spell your name?
L-A-R-E-N.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're kind of obsessive compulsive, right? Already that's kind of you.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you do good at school, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're very, very diligent about things. Your rooms are all neat and tidy.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm a real messy person, actually.
Real mess.
Oh, really?
But is it
nice.
Structured in
Genius.
Your mind? Is it structured? A bit of real chaos in the room?
Oh, shush.
Not most of the time, because my mom, like, hounds me about it, so I do keep it clean.
There's a certain... Some OCD people are actually sort of rack pats. Pack rats.
I could tell you're speaking English, but I'd be lying to you.
Okay, and then also, how's your social life?
It's okay, I guess.
You have good friends?
Yeah.
Everything's at home with your parents?
They're not the best.
Why?
Like together, I mean. They're, like, fighting a lot, but I don't know.
Yeah.
And are you depressed?
Me?
Yeah.
I was a couple years ago. I was, like, really, like, suicidal a couple years ago, but...
Anything like that coming back now?
I don't think so. I'm okay right now.
Here's the basic beats on this. One is, yes, it's normal to have obsessions about all kinds of males, all kinds of potential romantic partners, not to act on it, but to have obsessions about it and think about it. It's even okay to have that with a teacher. The problem is that where if you start having other symptoms where you can't function or you have trouble sleeping or you're anxious and you're obsessing in ways that are maybe peculiar thoughts.
How about homoerotic blowhard?
Hang on a second. But the way to control all that is to try to maintain very close relationship with friends. It's one thing that will really help you have friends.
If I'm in the gym and I see another man naked in the shower, do I check him out? Of course I do.
Every man does.
Does that make me gay? Of course not. Does the constant blowing of strangers, however, make me gay and being at the losing end of the glory hole? Yes, of course it does. Sure I am.
Well, it depends on how you look at it.
Got hepatitis right now.
But having friends, having outside hobbies, having ways to sort of nourish yourself in ways will help reduce some of these symptoms. So just think about that. Don't worry so much about is this normal or not. Take care of yourself. That's more important.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Let's do a little countdown.
So we do Ace's Mexican accordion ranchero countdown?
The screeners have not delivered a single Germany or Florida to us in spite of us begging for an hour and a half.
That's all right.
All right. So let's do a countdown.
All right.
You want me to do it or Anderson?
Well...
Anderson?
Drew, do you have any idea?
Are you going to do it or is Michelle?
Oh, my pipeline's, like, they're not playing ranchero.
All right, so Michelle's going to do it, okay?
All right.
All right, Michelle's going to do it.
All right, she's got to get ready. Now, don't play anything yet. Let's do a little...
Michelle's got the tricky music. You know, sometimes she really, she really screws with it.
All right, now the question is, in Ace's ranchero accordion countdown, how long before we hear the accordion? And we're popping in random songs at random times.
And because Michelle's music is a little trickier, I'm going to go for a long shot and say 20 seconds.
20 seconds?
20 seconds.
20 seconds?
I'm going for it.
All right. I'm going 2 seconds.
Okay, good.
All right, hold on a second. Hold on. I'm going to wait till the clock gets to 10. I'm going to cue you. Ready? 2, 1, go.
Amigos, tuve una novia.
See,
wow.
I had you scared for a bit,
lifetime.
It was like
six and a half seconds.
Yeah.
Wow. A lifetime.
You were holding your breath there for a second.
Right? I was scared.
Yeah. It's like, hey, what is this? No immediate accordion music? Oh, my God.
Let's hear a little more of the song, though. I was enjoying that one because that was such a departure from what they normally do. Now, I do speak a little Spanish. Would you like me to translate?
Please, please.
Sing it too. Well, I'm going to translate for him, if you don't mind. Okay. Oh, that's some great accordion work there. All right, he's a young man. He sings about being a young man. He sings about lamenting that he's in the world's crappiest band and wants to kill himself. And he says, if those goddamn trumpets don't stop in the back of his head, he's going to just take a sprinkler key and ram it through his rib cage.
And that was the rib cage part. You knew that was coming.
Yeah. Now he says, seriously, if you don't stop that goddamn trumpet music, I'm going to kill myself. Now here he prays for his father, who was in Ranchero Band, who killed himself. And I took the accordion player with him.
Oh, I knew he said something about the accordion there.
But he sings here. Unfortunately, it wasn't this guy.
Hey, guys, I got to check in. The pipeline that I got, I think it's the same song.
No.
No way.
Yeah, go ahead. Come on, but by the way, like, you're going to be able to tell the difference.
Let's switch over.
All right, let's hear it.
That's the comedy.
Let's hear it.
The show's going down.
And by the way, it is all one song.
There's no, that's no, the point.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Ash. Let's hear it.
Give him a break. All right, let's hear it.
Yeah, same song.
It was the exact same song.
Oh, there's a part about the sprinkler key again.
Her voice is just a little lower.
Yeah. He sings about killing himself here because he's in this band. He begs someone in the audience to shoot him, or one of the techs in the recording studio. He says if he hears another second of this music, he's going to implode.
All right, so maybe it's a different song, but it's got to be the same band, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. No more, please. I beg of you. And by the way, you know, whenever we go to these lands unknown and we try to get these dictators to come out of their palaces and we pump over,
there,
like,
we pump
hard rock over, like we pump in like Scorpion and stuff, start pumping the Ranchero. These people come out and they'll come out talking too. Weapons of mass destruction,
muttering, but
screaming, ears bleeding, but ready to cooperate. Yes?
Yeah.
And because you could pump in the hard rock, but you may just find an evil dictator is actually into that kind of music.
Right.
This, no way. No chance. Impossible. Impossible. Donkey kill itself if it sat next to a speaker long enough. All right. You ready to rock?
No, I'm taking a break.
Taking a break?
Yeah.
All right. Well, Drew, I won that round of Ace's Ranchero Countdown.
I gave you a little run for your money.
You did, because you went 20 seconds. You went long, and that was almost seven.
There,
it was almost seven. All right. We'll take a little break. When we come back, use his camera.
I want to get a Germany or Florida here. We're not going to take a call until they stand up with Germany.
Untrue.
Yeah,
untrue. I got to help the kids. We come back, we're going to speak to Tyler. He uses a camera phone to take pictures of a random girl's skirts. Fetish? Yes? All that? After this. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. Yeah. Woo. Get it on. Gotta get it on. Freak out. Get it on. And freak out, kiddies. The Ace Man at the helm. Dr. Drew to my left. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. All right, buddy boy. Time to get back to the phones. We got to speak to... we got Tyler up here taking
Tyler
pictures.
Tyler, Jennifer, and then Andy. Let's go real quick.
No. We got a Germany or Florida.
You want to do that first?
Well, let's just dispatch Tyler because you know he's going to be a jackass. Tyler?
Hello? Hello?
You're 16. What's up?
I got a question for Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
I don't know. Recently, I've kind of had like an obsession with like voyeurism. It's been like really bothering me, but like, I don't know. It's kind of like exciting to me to like... check out girls like when they don't know.
Yeah, okay.
Bogus.
No, I promise you this is not.
Well, look, is there a 16-year-old guy on the planet that doesn't like have a fantasy about seeing the girl's shower room?
Huh. Is that what you mean, that kind of thing, or is there something more going on?
Yeah, sort of, but it's like, I don't know, it's more like an obsession almost.
Mm-hmm. Like, you have a girlfriend?
No. Not right now, I don't.
Not right now.
Not
this,
right
is,
now.
This is the equivalent of, right, well, right now,
not
I'm
right
working
now.
At Arby's.
Right.
Yeah. Tyler, listen.
It's
what
like
are you...
asking a penguin whether you have a Learjet. no, not... what, now? A Lear? No, not
Did
right.
You say Gulfstream?
Gulfstream? No.
Well, right now?
No, right. As of currently, I mean, if you ask me this time next week, I may give you another answer, but right now, no.
Tyler, are you doing anything as a result of these impulses?
What's that?
Are you doing anything as a result of these impulses?
I'm sorry, I can't really hear you right now.
Are you doing anything behaviorally? Are you acting out in any way that is dangerous or anything? That's...
No, I'm not.
All right, good. His line's bad, so yeah. I'm cutting him off. Says here he's using his camera to take pictures of chick's skirts.
Yeah, that's not okay. Go ahead, stop. And if you can't stop, then it is a problem.
Here's the thing, too. No excuse for that in this day and age. There's just gobs and gobs of porn on the internet. And by the way, guys just filming their girlfriends and putting it right up on the internet.
But this is, he likes the danger and the sort of whole... some of these guys get aroused by the possibility...
How about the
of being,
danger your stepmom walking in when you're beating off in front of the computer in the family room?
No,
how about that,
that
danger?
They get off on the... of putting themselves in that position of looking at somebody and them catching them while looking at them.
Mm.
So you know, mm-hmm. That's what causes them to be aroused.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just the picture like you.
Mm.
Oh, become a sabi.
Yeah. My Indian name was Pragmasak. Very pragmatic scrotum. I didn't need the frills.
Jack-a-lot.
There was that one, too. All right, you ready? I was very pragmatic. I just, you know, I want to see you naked. I don't want to get caught. I don't need that thrill of any.
No,
by the way, that thrill,
It's a voyeurism. That's really what that's
what
about.
What if you're caught, Robin?
A relative exhibition.
What if the parachute doesn't open? You know, I don't need any of that.
This is an act of aggression of sort.
All right.
So.
Well, speaking of thrill, Germany or Florida? This is exciting.
Here we go.
Andy?
Yeah.
16?
Yeah.
What's up?
I got Germany or Florida.
All right, we're all
here. Goes. So this guy, he was 20. He was hit in the leg with pieces of a bullet that he had fired at the exhaust pipe of his car. Apparently, while he was repairing the car, he discovered a need to bore a hole in the tailpipe. Mm-hmm. When he couldn't find a drill, he used a tool and tried to shoot a hole in it with his gun.
Mm-hmm.
Used a tool?
I don't know. But... I know what he's saying. He tried to make a hole in his tailpipe.
With a gun.
Yeah.
With a gun.
Hole or something.
Yeah. A German would have not only, you know, a drill, but probably a lathe.
With specialized measurement.
Machines. Yeah. No. They would have dies and cutters, probably some sort of CNC machine. No way.
If this is not Florida... It's one of the better Germany or Floridas we've ever had because it's so characteristic Florida.
Smacks
so much
of Florida.
Of Florida. And it gives us nothing Germanic.
Okay.
So, we're both going Florida.
That's Florida.
Okay. Yes. Well, thank you for your honesty, Andy.
Yeah. Too much sun and not sex with and death fetishes. Both of them have got
like
these.
This song.
Guaranteed not to bore you, Germany or Florida.
Yeah,
I miss it when he doesn't sing it.
Yeah, I like that one. All right, better Germany or Florida. All right, Eric?
Hey, what's up, guys?
29, what's going on, my brother?
Oh, I got a Germany or Florida for you. I didn't know you already had one lined up, or I wouldn't have bored you with the second one.
It's all right, yours is going to be better. Go ahead.
Oh, I guarantee. Okay, 2 15-year-old boys were taken into custody after throwing a puppy from a highway overpass onto a speeding car below. Ooh. After being questioned by authorities...
Wait a minute.
Was that your dog?
Oh, no, it's my buddy I work with.
He just did the puppy thing. Wow.
Okay.
All right.
The timing was exquisite.
Yeah.
Oh, he said it sounded like a dog.
Threw the puppy off the overpass, hit a car.
Onto a speeding car below. After being questioned by authorities, the boys said that the puppy was possessed by evil spirits.
My gut tells me
it's
Germany.
Yeah, it's tough. You just think everything's Florida, everything bad Florida.
Yeah, but the it's a little bit creative.
It's creative.
Speeding car.
Yeah, cars don't make it over 25 here.
Right.
They get the shakes.
Right.
The possessed.
Two guys throwing it.
Two guys.
That's a one white trash move with the puppy.
Two guys. I don't know. That's neither here nor there.
Two guys... Now this is.
And what about the overpass part?
Two guys. It has.
Does Autobahn even have overpasses?
Well, I've never seen it. Yes, I think it does, but they're not very okay. frequent. But
there's highways in Germany besides the Autobahn.
Yeah, speeding though. But two guys.
I suspect. I don't know for sure. Of course.
Two guys. He's tipping his hand for
yeah.
us. Two guys in Florida would be a gang.
Be a gang.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It'd be gang activity.
All right, so we're going to Germany?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, we're going to Germany, Eric.
Excellent. You guys want it? Bonn, Germany.
Yeah.
Hey, Adam.
Yeah.
I've been waiting for you to bring out your cranberry sauce recipe.
Oh,
I made
almost,
that last year, and it kicked ass.
Really? Thank you. Thank you, Eric. And you guys just bought another 10 years of me doing that. That's all it took. All the hate letters, program director talking to me, can opener. The enemy of Thanksgiving is what kryptonite is to Superman. That's what the can opener is to Thanksgiving, Drew.
Yes, it is indeed.
Now I'm not going to give the recipe out.
Give them a sort of thumbnail of what they can expect.
Here's all I'm saying, everybody. It is not okay to open a can of cranberries after cooking
sauce. Yeah. Cranberry, what do they call it? Cranberry sauce, right?
True. Opening a can of cranberries is enough.
What you don't like is not the can of cranberry. You don't like the sauce with the can left indented in the gelatinous goop.
Thank you, but no. No cans containing cranberries shall be opened during Thanksgiving.
Got it.
Yes, the stuff that comes out like dog food from the 70s is worse.
Yes, cut the cranberry sauce into slices.
Bad. But opening cans is unacceptable during Thanksgiving. That's
right,
the essence of Thanksgiving. What
you're
do you think? The Pilgrims brought the Indians a can opener?
Yeah, you're right.
Please.
Yep.
You don't open cans, and people don't. You know, they don't open a can of turkey, a can of stuffing, a can of green beans, any of you. That's the one day you slave away, you make a big handmade meal, fresh meal, and then at the end of it, people open the can, and they dump the can out onto the thing, and I'm saying it's unacceptable.
Do you think those pilgrims bought their frozen turkey from the market?
All right, pot yourself down, would you, Anderson, and let me finish my jag. Here's my point. Yeah, I know. Oh, touche. Okay. Here's what I'm saying. Please work on another outgoing message, will you? Now, here's what I'm saying. How dare you, by the way, interrupt my jag with your retardism. Here's what I'm saying.
What are you saying? I'm listening. I'm all ears.
It's so easy to do it yourself. Open the sack, throw it in the thing, put the sugar in.
But
I now bring it with me.
Well, let's say it's 50% more difficult.
It's
1,000 times better.
1,000 times better.
It's, come on.
Oh, put a little zest of lemon in there. It's warm.
I like putting little walnuts in there.
Says you care. Says you care.
Says you're not a retard.
And it's nothing. It's a zero. You open the sack of cranberries, put it in a saucepan.
A little water.
Listen.
Michelle, listen. Carefully.
Yeah.
You've never witnessed this, have you?
You put in a cup. I think it's like 2 cups or a cup of water, half cup, 3/4 cup
especially
of sugar.
Put the
lid over. Done. 8 minutes. Medium. Done. Done and done and delightful. Now I'm a snob, and if I'm going over to like my Aunt Pat's house,
you bring your own.
Actually, I said house. I mean apartment. I will bring my own, and she gives me the stink eye. Like, what's going on? She pulls out the gelatinous thing that's serrated with the shape of the can, throws that crap out on the table.
Ha-ha.
I pull the cranberry sauce on. She's like, what, not good enough? Hey, listen, we're in a little different tax bracket. You know what I'm saying? Expect a little something else out of life. That's all.
I got to go to one of these.
It's very uncomfortable. It's very uncomfortable. It's all right. The booze makes it all go away.
I got to go to Corolla Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's great when I get drunk and start yelling at my dad. It's
awesome. What are you yelling about?
Well, it was 1 year I bought my friend's dad a TV set.
Yeah, I remember that.
And I was mad and, you know, yeah, it was uncomfortable.
And what'd you tell your dad?
Told him he should have bought him the TV set because I ate over this guy's house 500 times.
What did he say?
He's like a big sponge. What are you going to say? He's got nothing. All right.
Does he laugh? Does he smile?
Nah.
Hide his head?
Uncomfortable.
Just let you rant.
Yeah. Once in a while, my sister gets a little drunk and screams, "What? You didn't want to teach us to read? It was okay we didn't know how to read?" Oh, very uncomfortable.
It's high comedy, though, too.
It's uncomfortable, though. Very uncomfortable.
I have to be.
You know, don't go when my sister gets a buzz and wants to know why we never learned to read.
It's the best.
Uncomfortable.
What does he say? What do they say?
Nothing. They got nothing. What do you mean? They got nothing.
Can't. I mean,
they got nothing. Different time. Robert.
Do they say that different time?
No, they got nothing. They just ride out the storm. Robert?
Yeah.
You're 18?
Uh-huh.
You're gay?
Yeah.
You're virgin?
Yeah.
Good time?
So your behymen is intact? Yes?
I guess you could say that.
All right.
That's good.
What have you done with a guy?
Not much, really. I've only known I was gay for about, 3 weeks now.
Ooh. What, I understand that. What? How did it come into focus suddenly 3 weeks ago?
I really couldn't tell you. Just one day, I was just I'm looking at guys more than girls. So
you sort of let it in. Just oh my God, this is really me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good for you.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
So what's the question?
I've been told by people that having sexual intercourse with another man you'll get more STDs than you will if you have sex with a woman.
If you are the receptive partner, the catcher in anal intercourse, that's a better way, a more efficient way to transmit sexually transmitted diseases. And gay males do tend to have, at least the ones that are sexually active, and they tend to have more partners,
right?
Contract more diseases, and then transmit it very effectively through anal intercourse.
You want to be the pitcher, not the catcher, but what you really don't want to be, what I did for a while, was bullpen catcher. I mean, that's really bad.
That's tough.
Yeah. I mean, that's all the disease of the catcher, but none of the glory.
What?
You don't bat. You just catch.
Just catch. Wow.
You just catch, and there's a new guy coming in warming up.
Whoa,
all the time.
I see.
You know, the skipper goes to the arm, makes all of a sudden, new guy comes in, he's wearing just a sleeve on one of the arms.
Oh, yeah.
And by the way, as a pitcher, go ahead and put the whole windbreaker on. I mean, more trouble just to drag it over one arm?
I thought it was the Boston's pitcher that had an ice pack on his arm the moment the game was over.
They got it.
It's amazing.
All right. So bullpen catcher, bad. Catcher, not as bad, but still bad.
Still bad.
And pitcher, that's where it's at.
That's good times, huh?
All right. So Robert, yes,
and
it can
we
that
most
way.
Gay men don't have anal intercourse. Are you looking forward to anal intercourse? Is something that arouses you?
Yes, you mean?
Yeah, a little.
Because most gay men actually have oral sex with each other. That tends to be the sort of standard bearer.
What side of the anal intercourse are you looking forward to being on?
Probably the receiver, or not the receiver, the giver.
Pitcher.
Smart. We see yourself as a starter or middle reliever?
a closer. Condoms, Robert. Condoms.
That's what I need when I'm catching and they go to Gagne. All of a sudden, comes running out. He's angry. Greased up,
glasses.
Working a sweat, he's got glasses punching his man. Say, oh, Christ, this is going to be bad. Let's get this
only
over.
Only one inning, though.
It's going to be a tough one inning, though. Guys coming with the hard heat.
Over fast, though.
Coming with the heat. That would just suck, though, right? Gagne running out there, maybe John Rocker just running at your ass. Just running. Angry. Fired up. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. You ready to take a break here, Drew?
I am. No, I'm not. I'm not.
Oh, yeah?
I am not.
Oh, you're not?
I don't ever want to take a break again.
Well, guess who's ready for a break?
You're not.
The Ace Man.
You're not.
Oh, I'm not? Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yes, I am.
There you go.
I'm ready for a break. I mean, there's nothing can stop me from taking one right now. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew.
I'll spare you. Look what I'm doing. Who's your friend?
Drew stinks, man.
Who's
Drew ate chili tonight. He's blowing egg belch over here.
Adam's whining like a little baby boy.
Let me tell you something. More egregious than the ass gas is the belch. When you get a shot of someone's belch every once in a while,
it's a definite vomit.
It's weird. You know what it is? It's unnerving. Whereas the gas is something you sort of grow up used to or something.
It's a kind of a challenge to the gas.
It's the devil you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Whereas the belch, that just goes against the Geneva Convention.
Yeah.
It's bad. It's weird. And guys will hit you with it once
too,
in a while.
Right? So much variation.
Yeah, yeah. And salacity.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's bad times. And it's not, it's not BO, and it's not fart, and it's not sack, and it's not that smelly head thing.
It's in the vomit range.
Yeah. It's egregious.
There's nothing
really
fun about that. Nothing funny about it.
No. So knock it off.
Yeah.
Jason?
Yeah.
You're 20?
Yeah, that's right.
You're, Oh, you're here. Oh, you're here defending Ranchero music.
Yeah, I actually am. I'm a long time listener. I'm a student at LMU, and I just think that
Loyola Marymount University.
You pansy.
All right. Yes.
No, but I mean, I just have a lot of friends that listen to it, and they're
really in college.
No.
In college?
No.
Seriously?
No.
No, really?
In college.
Hold on. Get a little bed going underneath it.
But just
you have a lot of college friends that listen to this?
Yeah, I've gone to a concert before. I mean, I can't say it's my favorite type of music, but they sold out Dodger Stadium for a big Ranchero event in Los Angeles, and I mean, it has a pretty big following. I think there's a couple radio stations dedicated to it.
I know, but it does. It does. You know, Hitler had a pretty big following. It didn't make it right. You know what I'm saying? It was still bad. It was still evil.
No, I don't think it's bad or evil. I mean, it's just.
Well, okay. Maybe evil. It's
maybe
just
evil, but not.
It's horrible music. It's painfully bad.
You know,
I don't care where you're from.
Trash. Another person's trash. Maybe another person's fine. You know, in the same.
Absolutely.
Yeah, treasure, but this ain't it. This is bad to
everybody. Listen, every culture, and you cannot judge.
It's impossible to judge.
A lot of cultures have music that if you're not raised with it, it strikes your ear strangely or irritatingly. You think about some of the Indian music and some of the...
No,
The Middle Eastern music and stuff.
Nah, I can usually find some redeeming quality in almost all that stuff.
I imagine there's some redeeming quality you can find in ranchero music. I mean,
I imagine Western music must sound irritating and weird to people too, and you know, American Western music.
No, it's bad. It's just not. This is painful bad. It forces you to leave wherever it is. It's good. It drives people out of the room. I mean, look, you can't seriously like this garbage, can you, Jason?
I've listened to it. I can't say I love the stuff, but
you listen to it. It's playing on the lunch truck, but it's not. You don't listen to it in your dorm room, do you?
I can't say listen to it in the dorm room. Live, it's not too bad though. I mean, I'm not even Mexican.
All right,
but.
I could see if I was loaded, like I was completely blasted out of my mind. I could probably do with a song and a half.
Couldn't it set a tone? Let's say you're in Cabo and you're in a restaurant.
No.
No,
it's still obnoxious.
Yeah. Tortilla chips, tacos, that type of thing.
Yeah, I'm listen.
By the way, we love Mexican food, both you and I, right?
True. Stop kissing Mexican ass.
No, I'm just thinking here. Just thinking out loud.
They're my brothers. But I'm just saying, as a brother, I gotta call spade a spade here. Yeah. This is horrible. Food, great. This, bad. That's all. Yeah.
Yeah,
and then I could do some on not bad with the taxis too, bad taxis.
Yeah, I saw tonight that they have a new Orange County called Laguna Beach. Have you seen this thing on MTV?
Yeah, the real Orange County.
Yes, it's crazy. I mean, I kind of grew up in Laguna Beach. It's really wild seeing what they're doing.
You grew up listening to Ranchero.
It made me think about Cabo and Ranchero music. Yeah, and Mexican food.
Now listen, they got stuff that you listen to when you're in Mexico that is a little different than this. That is enjoyable, and it captures the ambiance of your environment. This ain't it.
All right.
This sucks. It's important to say that. Here's what I'm saying.
Do you think are these American Mexicans?
I don't care. Look, here's what I'm saying. Here's what I got to say. You go over the Middle East, they do a little, or over to Africa, they rip the young girl's clits out with a machete.
Yeah.
Wrong.
Yeah.
Wrong.
Regardless.
Ranchero music? Wrong. Is it? Look. You gotta make a call every once in a while. Not as bad, but almost. Just wrong. That's all. It's okay. Focus on the good part. But it's like, look, when your kid brings home a report card and he's got a bunch of A's and then there's a D, what are you supposed to do? Not bring it up?
Yeah, okay.
Hey, you love the kid. You encourage him. See how well he's doing in their class. Go ahead and point out the D, though.
There you go.
This is the D or the F. Christina?
Yes.
You're 20?
I'm 20.
What's up?
It'll be a year ago, November 9th. I was in a car accident, me and my boyfriend, and I was paralyzed, and he didn't make it. What I'm wondering is, I've read a lot of books on spinal cord injuries. I mean, I read up on it a lot, and I want to learn as much as there is to it. But I've noticed that it says that orgasms are more in your mind than actually in your body.
Well, for women to some extent.
Better shot with the woman,
but
right?
It's your autonomic nervous system that's actually caused the orgasm. But
what happened with the car accident?
Well, I was a tweaker, and
you were a tweaker.
Crystal meth. Sorry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was up for about 4 days, and my boyfriend came back from Mexico and was pissed. And
yeah,
sorry.
He didn't heard too much of that ranchero music. He's going nuts over there, right?
What level are you? Are you a spinal injury?
L1.
L1. Okay.
Yeah.
What's so your
lumbar spine?
My pelvic crest.
Good or bad?
Yeah, pelvic crest, basically.
Yeah.
As far as
paralysis goes, it's good, right?
Yeah.
All right, so your boyfriend was angry. You got behind the wheel.
Well, he gave me a downer so I could sleep. And I fell asleep driving.
Wow.
And where was he?
He was the passenger.
Oh, okay.
Do you want me to pick this up tomorrow night? Christine, can we talk to you again tomorrow night?
Yeah, you want me to call
tomorrow
night?
We'll call you. Hold on.
We'll call you. Yeah, because we're out of time. We got to take a break, and there's much more here to talk about. Drew wasted the segment talking about ranchero music. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Yeah, well, that's it, y'all. That's the show. Carrie Elwes in here tomorrow night from Saw, the new horror movie. And then Jimmy Eat World on Thursday night. So, until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo. Give us a little something or I'm going to hang up on you.
I'm going to have to say goodnight then.
This has been Loveline. Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. Or the station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.